And coming in now, we'll be talking with two members of the Religious Studies Department faculty and one member of the Music Department faculty, who you also probably know as the resident caroloner here at Missouri State University. We're going to be talking with Austra Reynes and John Schmaltzbauer, both from the Department of Religious Studies here at MSU, and Jeremy Chessman from the Music Department and, of course, Meyer Library's Carillon, about the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, 500 years of Reformations. MSU is collaborating with Springfield Green County Library, University Heights Baptist Church, the Springfield Art Museum, and other organizations to present this, the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's 95 Theses. And I'll just turn it over to whoever wants to start out, you know, telling us, give us more details about this.
Okay, so I'm Austra Reynes, and I'm the Reformation History of Christianity person in the Religious Studies Department. And so with 2017 approaching, I was looking around and looking for people who might be interested in doing some educational events around 500 years of Reformation. And I found a wonderful team. And when people ask me, well, why commemorate the Reformation? Then I come back with the question of, well, what were the religious beliefs of the first European colonists in America? They were Protestants. What are the predominant religious beliefs here in the Ozarks? Well, it's Protestants. So educating oneself about the Reformation is a great way to understand the religious right. beliefs of the majority of folks here in the Ozarks.
Well, it has to be said that the Reformation changed radically the religious landscape of Western Europe and, of course, shaped what this country, how this country was founded, what it has become, and so on. So there will be a series of local events. Is it just for the month of February, or will it continue on beyond that?
It will continue beyond, but in February, if I can mention.
Sure.
Tonight is First Friday, and our exhibit on the history and the books and the history and the art of the Reformation is open in Meyer Library tonight until 8 p.m., and there will be guided tours and refreshments from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
This is in the new books room at the Meyer Library.
Exactly. And parking lot 19 on the MSU campus is open to the public beginning at 5 p.m., so parking is not a problem.
So that reception will be from 5 until 8 o'clock tonight. Of course, it's the exhibit, the Reformations and their books and the Reformations and the arts are available for viewing anytime during open library hours, but there will be a special reception this evening during the First Friday Art Walk. All right. What else would you like to hit before we talk to everybody else here?
And there also will be a free guided tour of the exhibit this coming Sunday at 1 p.m. And again, parking lot 19 is open to the public right. on Sundays. And the exhibit itself will be open through February 28 during normal library opening hours. And then on February 19, we have a musical celebration of the Reformation coming up at University Heights Baptist Church, which Jeremy Chessman will be talking about. And on February 21st, there will be an art symposium on at the Springfield Art Museum on the topic Prince, Propaganda, and the Reformation.
All right.
And then the exhibit will travel to the Springfield Library Center in the months of October and November, and there will be one more lecture there by Dr. Vincent Evener from Gettysburg Seminary. But we can talk about that at some later date.
All right, we can certainly, we can get that in later on in the year. Well, before I get to Jeremy, John Schmaltzbauer, you're here also from the Department of Religious Studies, and what do you have to tell us about?
Well, this is a different kind of Reformations exhibit, unlike any in the country, because we also tie it into the Ozarks. A recent survey by our colleagues in sociology found 62% of Greene County residents identify as Protestant. So there's kind of a presence here, and it goes back to 1831 when a Methodist circuit rider preached the first Protestant sermon that we know about anyway in Springfield.
The first recorded one anyway.
First recorded one, yes. And we talk about multiple waves of the Reformation, not just the Lutheran, but also John Calvin and what happened in England with Henry VIII and so forth. But we also talk about when did all these groups come here? And actually, Lutherans are among the last to arrive in Springfield. They don't found a congregation until 1910. And so we're going to tell that story, too. We have told that story. And so in addition to the fine arts, there are beautiful posters from our colleagues in art. There are also items from local congregations, some chairs from First and Calvary Presbyterian, church fans, cookbooks, even a mug from the Center for Lutheran Pride, but not too proud.
Yes.
Little Garrison Keillor kind of approach to Lutheranism.
That's right.
Since we're in a public radio studio.
There
here.
You go. And, of course, as Oster already mentioned, there will be a concert at University Heights Baptist Church 2 weeks from Sunday the 19th at 3 p.m. And Jeremy, you can tell us all about that.
Yeah, so, of course, you know, there's lots of theological things that happened with the Reformation, but from the very beginning, it was all tied in with music, and music was has always been a way to express that theology. And so we thought it would be really interesting as part of it to do a music concert as well. And what better way to do that than with a choir concert? And so,
sure.
So I have partnered with, now a former student, Jared Swope, who just graduated in December. And he and I have been organizing something. There's going to be a group of students who are going to perform a Bach motet, a large Bach motet, representing, of course, the Lutherans. And then we will also be doing a few hymns, because that's also a very Lutheran thing as well. And then in addition to that, we're putting together a community choir as well. And they're going to rehearse next Sunday, February 12th at 3 p.m. at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. They're going to sing a Palestrina work to sort of see what music was like in the Catholic era before the Reformation.
Right.
And they'll also be joining in a work by William Billings, who's an American composer. And, you know, we've been talking about how important this is to America, so we thought we should include some American music as well.
So this will be called Reforming Worship, a musical celebration of the Reformation. Again, that is Sunday the 19th at 3 p.m. at University Heights Baptist Church. That's at the corner of Grand and National, across the street from where we used to be. And again, you'll have choir members from throughout the Springfield area, music of Palestrina, Bach, William Billings, and possibly more.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be, of course, free and open. All these events, in fact, we should say right off the bat, are free and open to the public. And so, you'll be rehearsing at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church next Sunday.
Next Sunday at 3, and you can always send me an email through the university if you want to get some music in advance, but we'll have copies of music there if you just want to show up. The more the merrier. It's really a community event, and we really want people from the community to participate.
All right. And Tuesday the 21st, 6 to 8 p.m., as we've mentioned, at the Springfield Art Museum on Brookside Drive right next to Phelps Grove Park. That symposium called Prince, Propaganda, and the Reformations, with speakers including Dr. John Chuchiak, Dr. Mitzi Kirkland Ives, and Dr. Eric Nelson, all from here at Missouri State, and Dr. Maureen Warren, curator of European and American art at Krannert Art Museum at University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, if you prefer. And again, that is Tuesday the 21st from 6 to 8 p.m., I am guessing, in the auditorium at the Art Museum?
It's in one of the larger rooms.
Okay.
It's not the actual auditorium.
All right. Mm-hmm. But that's from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday the 21st. And so a whole series of local events exploring the history, books, visual arts, and music of both the various Protestant and Catholic movements that emerged after the Reformation, since the 2017 is the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's 95 Theses. And things will basically be going on throughout the year, but they're immediately at MSU Meyer Library in the new books room. There is opening today the Reformations and their books and the Reformations and the arts that will run through the end of this month in the new books room, and it's available for viewing anytime during library hours, and there will be a special reception tonight from 5 until 8 p.m. during the monthly First Friday Art Walk. Any other previews you'd like to give us, or shall we just kind of save those for some other time as we go through the year?
You'll have to come to the events.
But you've got, there are three big events already this month, and they're going to look for you to come there. You can contact Dr. Ostra Reynes, professor in the MSU Department of Religious Studies, at 836-5514. You can If you want to be part of the choir on Sunday the 19th at University Heights, you can contact Jeremy Chessman by email at jeremychessman, C-H-E-S-M-A-N, at missouristate.edu. And, John, anything that people would want to contact you for specifically for this series of events?
Well, if they want to know anything about religion in the Ozarks, that's the sort of part of it that I paid some attention to.
All right.
But I think all of the events I would encourage people to go to.
Well, all right. So I want to thank, from the MSU Music Department, Jeremy Chessman, and from the Religious Studies Department, Austra Reynis and John Schmaltzbauer, they were here to talk about 500 years of reformations in collaboration with Missouri State University, University Heights Baptist Church, Springfield Green County Library, and the Springfield Art Museum. Folks, thanks for being here. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.